children, when Solomon became the king, the Lord came to him in a dream, and he said to Solomon, "Ask, what shall I give you?" And you know what Solomon asked for? He asked the Lord for a wise and understanding heart so that he could judge his people Israel, because that was his job as the king, and to tell the difference between good and evil. And this story shows the Lord was very pleased with what Solomon asked for. And this story shows that the Lord really did give him a wise and understanding heart to tell the difference between good and evil. Listen to what happened in this story. Then there came in two women, harlots, to the king, and they stood before him. And the one woman said, "Oh, my Lord, I and this woman live in one house, and I gave birth with her in the house. And it was on the third day after I gave birth that this woman also gave birth. We were together. There was no stranger with us in the house except the two of us in the house. And the son of this woman died in the night because she lay upon him." So her baby died. "And she arose in the middle of the night because she took my son from beside me, and I was sleeping, thy maidservant was sleeping, and she laid him in her bosom, and she laid her dead son in my bosom. And I arose in the morning to nurse my son, and behold, he was dead. But I looked at him carefully in the morning, and behold, he was not my son, to whom I had given birth." And the other woman said, "No, for my son is the living one, and thy son is the dead one." And this woman said, "No, for thy son is the dead one, and my son is the living one." And they spoke before the king. And the king said, "This one said, 'This is my son who lives, and thy son is the dead one.' And the other says, 'No, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living.'" And the king said, "Bring me a sword." And they brought in a sword before the king. And the king said, "Cut the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other." And the woman whose son was the living one said to the king, because her compassions yearned for her son, and she said, "Oh, my Lord, give her the living child, and do not make him dying to be put to death." But the other woman said, "Let him not be mine or even thine. Cut him in two." And the king answered and said, "Give her the living child, and do not make him dying to be put to death. She is his mother." And all Israel heard the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared before the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was within him to do judgment. So did you understand this story? There were these two women who each had a baby, and the one woman rolled over on top of her baby during the night, and he died. And she woke up in the middle of the night and saw her baby was dead, and so she snuck over to the other woman's bed and put her dead baby in this woman's bed, and she took his living baby over to her bed. And the real mother woke up in the morning and she saw the baby was dead, but when she looked at him carefully, she could see, "This isn't my baby. My baby's over there." And so she came to the king and said, "Please, King Solomon, let me have my baby back." And the king said, "Well, they both say that the living one is theirs and the dead one belongs to the other one. So what did the king ask for?" He said, "Bring me a sword." You picture one of his soldiers coming in with a big sword. And what did he say to do with the sword? Yes? Cut the living baby in two and give half the living baby to each of the mothers. What would that do? It would kill it. Nobody would have a living baby. But what did the real mother say? What did she say when the king said to do this? No. She said, "No, no, don't kill the baby. Give her to the false mother. Give her to the liar. Better that the baby be alive and taken care of by the liar who stole my baby than he be dead. And what did the liar say? What did she say? Yes? Yeah, she said, we won't, neither of us will have a living baby. Go ahead and cut the baby in half. That's what the liar said. So then what did King Solomon say? No, he didn't say that. He said, now I know who the real mother is. The real mother is the one who wants the baby to stay alive, who's willing to give away her baby to the other mother. And that lady who says that it's her baby and who's willing to have the baby cut in half and killed, she's a liar. So he gave the real baby, the living baby, to the real mother. He found out the truth. He found out the truth.
Which a sword represents truth.
That's right, exactly. A sword represents truth. Now this story shows the special gifts that the Lord gives to women and to men, the special different gifts. To a good woman, the Lord gives especially tender love for little children. The bad woman didn't have it because she was bad, but the good woman loved her little baby. She would much rather have somebody else have her baby than her baby be killed. And men can also love little children, but not quite as tenderly as the Lord gives to women to love little children. King Solomon, I don't think he was really going to cut that baby in half. It was a kind of a trick to find out who the real mother was, and it worked. And the special gift that the Lord gives to men is like the sword. It's the special gift of wanting to find out the truth, as Solomon prayed to the Lord for. Give me an understanding heart to judge my people, to tell the difference between good and evil, the good woman and the evil woman. Help me tell the difference. Who is who? And the Lord helped him, didn't he? We can see how important it is, how crucial it is for us to know the truth, to live a good life. What if Solomon couldn't tell who was the liar and who was telling the truth about these two women? He might have had to give the living baby to the liar. That would have been so sad for the real mother not to have her baby. And it would have been sad for the baby, too. He would have to grow up with a liar for a mother who didn't really care whether he was alive or dead. It was perfectly willing to have him cut in half. That would have been terrible for both of them. But because Solomon found out the truth, both the mother and the baby were saved. And that's the same thing for us. When we know what the Lord's truth is, and we're not confused or fooled by the evil spirits, then we can be saved too. Now, women can also find out the truth and love to know the truth, but the Lord gives a special gift for finding out the truth to men who want it. So you know what? The Lord is asking you, boys, every one of you, as you grow up, He's asking you, ask, what shall I give you? You can ask the Lord for whatever you want, but the best thing that you can ask Him for is a wise and understanding heart to tell the difference between good and evil. And if you ask Him, He will give it to you. And if you don't ask Him, He can't give it to you because you don't want it. But if you ask Him, He will give you the ability to tell what's true and tell what's a lie. He'll give you that gift, just like He gave Solomon. So as you grow up, make sure you tell the truth. Even when it feels like the truth is a sword that's going to hurt you because maybe you've done something wrong. Maybe you're ashamed and embarrassed. Maybe you're going to get punished. But tell the truth anyway. Love the truth. Because the truth is not going to hurt you nearly as much as a lie will hurt you. In the long run, a lie is going to hurt a lot more. So love the truth, always love the truth and tell the truth. And the Lord will help you grow up with a wise and understanding heart to live a good life. Amen.